oneness in our leaving.
Amen.
In our church life.
Amen.
In the families and all the services.
Amen.
Part of it is the reality of the oneness.
Amen.
Truly be our uniting bond.
Amen.
For the building up of your church.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So we're going to have some of the serving ones come up. Maybe you can come up to the platform.
Amen. Praise the Lord for our fifth and sixth graders.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for our new brothers and sisters.
So
the church in New York City has long had a burden for the salvation of the sixth graders.
Right.
I and many here are the fruit of this labor. And now, 30 years later, almost to the day that I got baptized, we're standing here before you, presenting to you a new group of young ones who have been saved. Now, for some time, the church has been, for the bulk of this time, we have been sharing the gospel with the sixth grade, with the sixth grade children, because the sixth graders, in the past, it's been the seventh grade has been the beginning of middle school, and we felt we need to equip these young ones with the Lord before they enter into middle school or junior high. Recently, in most of the New York City area, middle school has started to begin in sixth grade.
Right.
And so we've had this burden. Well, we need to, as the world is changing, we need to meet the change. Right. We need to adjust what we do so that we can equip our young ones appropriately. And so, this year, through the fellowship and the prayer, and also with the move into all the districts, we felt it would be good to have a joint work through with not just in each individual district, but across the districts, to have a joint work in oneness in prayer for our fifth graders and our sixth graders.
Amen.
And so this work has been carried out in two ways. One, of course, in the children's meetings and in the district meetings, but also we have had three blending times for the fifth and sixth graders, and there have been some a little older, some a little younger, who have participated just based on the needs of those individuals and the saints in those districts. We've had these three blending times in February, April, and June. The first blending time was mainly just for the kids to come together and have a good time together, to get to know one another, to start to develop some kind of community. In the second time, we started to lay a little bit of foundation in the world, in the word, sorry, not in the world, in the word. And in the third time, in June 8th, we had a reaping time, a collecting time. Meanwhile, in the districts, in most of the districts, we were also preparing the way of the Lord by giving them some foundational lessons to prepare them for salvation.
Right.
Telling them about God's purpose and man's fall and the what happened to man's entire being after the fall, in order to prepare them, right, soften their hearts, so that they would respond in the best way when they heard the word. And so, actually, the gospel is not just a thing to do, right? And so the gospel is the power of God, right, unto salvation. And so throughout these months, actually even the last several years, many of these fifth and sixth graders had already been receiving the Lord with their family, in their district. On June 8th, we had another time where there were at least 20 who received the Lord.
Amen.
And at that time, six were also baptized. Of course, back in February, right? In February, there was another baptism of the Hall 1 sixth graders, and many of you also were there to witness that. So I was, the Lord is the Lord is very sovereign. These verses in Philippians came up accidentally, and I was very touched. Philippians 4:3, we read about those whose names are in the book of life.
Right.
And so out of these, at least roughly 60 to 62 fifth and sixth graders, at least 50 of them have received the Lord.
Amen.
And their names are in the book of life.
Amen.
Also says, rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
And so we bring these, we present these to you with rejoicing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And finally, before we have the presentations, and you know, if the brothers have anything else to share, I also enjoyed verse 6. Everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Let your requests be made known to God.
Amen.
And so we have some specific prayer requests for these fifth and sixth graders. First, that all of them would be saved and baptized.
Amen.
Right, there still remain a few who have not yet been saved and baptized. We pray for their salvation and for their baptism.
Amen.
We also pray for their growth and for their proper shepherding. That they would develop companionships and community, and also for all of us, there are what we believe all 60 plus will be saved. We will have more than 60 new brothers and sisters.
Amen.
These are our new ones.
Amen.
We'll have 60 plus new ones to shepherd and take care of.
Amen.
And while the young people serving ones play a great role in this, the entire church needs to rise up to take care of these ones.
Amen.
And so we pray for the church, for the grace in all the districts, that we would be flexible, accommodating, and open to bring these ones into the church life.
So now we'd like to introduce the fifth and sixth graders by name, and there are serving ones from each district that will read their names. We'll have them come up. So,
yeah. Have the serving ones come up.
Sisters, can come up. Yeah.
There's two mics. You can use that one. Yep. So we're going to go by hall. Mary, you're first.
So hall 1, 5th and 6th graders, please stand.
Come.
And then Brother and Sister Mary.
For hall 1, the Lord has blessed us.
All the hall 1, 5th and 6th graders, stand up. Okay, good. Go ahead.
We're blessed with... All right. For the 5th grade, the Lord has blessed us with 9 children. For the Lord has blessed us with 9 children, and I would like to read their names if they're here. The first one is Matthew Bermudez. Is Matthew here? Andrew Bohan. Then we have Nathan Chung. Just wave. Mika Gonzalez. Olivia Gu, there's you. And then we have Daniel Shu.
Amen.
T- Thomas Lee, James Ma, Peter Zhu. Is Peter here? And then we have, for the sixth graders, we have seven. So we have Tyler Chang, Samuel Fisk, Matthew Gonzalez, Danielle Para, Audrey Wren,
amen.
Valentina Sarmiento, Zachary Yao, and Coda Walls.
Yeah, he's standing.
So all two, we have two. And one of Kathy.
All two, stand up.
Stand up, Kathy and Matthew.
Hey, Matt.
Kathy and Matthew.
In hall three, Flushing, the Lord blessed us with five fourth graders. The reason we include them in the Salvation class was because we're short of space and teachers, and we just include them. Actually, these five kids, they are all saved this time. So the Lord gave us 16 children, and Angelina.
Can they all stand together?
All three.
I
have all 16, but so far we have 14 of them. Actually, 18 of them all together. We have 14 who are saved. All the children from hall three,
fourth, fifth, sixth grade.
Okay.
Stand up. Good. Amen.
I call your name, and then if you hear my name, your name, you can wave to the saints. Angelina.
Amen.
Jackie.
Amen.
Caleb. He's not here. Shirley.
Amen.
Chen Yu. Steven. Olivia. Nelson. Ricky. Ricky in the back. Yes, please stand up.
Where is he?
Min Yao, who's not here.
Oh.
Kevin Zhang.
Yes.
Kevin Chen.
Amen.
Amen.
Isaac. Alvin. And Aaron, Shihan.
There.
Shihan?
He's there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we got everybody. Right.
Yeah. Very good. Praise the Lord. We have none from Hall 4, so we go to Hall 5.
Amen. And please stand up from Hall 5.
Amen.
Just face.
Amen. I cannot see you.
Where are the 5th and 6th graders from Hall 5? Go ahead. Yeah.
Where is? Amen. Oh. Hannah Wei, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Julia, amen. Samuel,
amen.
Amen. Kimberly,
amen.
Amen. And amen. And there are also another two, and they cannot come, but I want to announce
good.
Their name.
Yes.
Amen. Raimondo, amen. And Sebastian, amen.
Hall 6, Sharon.
From Hall 6, we have three. We have Esther, Holly,
amen.
And Yue Shan.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For Hall 7, Brooklyn South and Staten Island, we have 10.
Wow.
Please stand up.
Everyone stand up from Hall 7.
Amen.
Good.
Okay. So these are the fifth graders. Jenny from Staten Island. Jenny from, yeah, raise your hand when your name is called. Raise your hand. Hi.
She's in the back. Okay. Come on up, Jenny.
Lillian. Okay. Joshua.
Joshua.
Amen.
Michelle. Jenny from Brooklyn. And is Isabella here?
In the back.
Well, oh, there.
Stand up.
Oh,
okay,
yes.
Good. Adele.
Yes. Yes. Okay, and then we have, these are sixth graders, Isabella, and then sixth grader Sharon.
Sharon.
Zintao.
Amen.
And Yini.
Amen.
And then we also have a seventh grader, so who's been with us for, and Cindy.
Amen.
Cindy, yes. Cindy.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Very good.
Okay, so from Hall 8.
Then you want it. They have all these that you have baptized. You're going to do that.
Oh, Hall 8 in Elmhurst. We have a very short testimony to give, also, that we're asked to give. But we'll call, Emily, Winston, Grace, so, and Dixon. Dixon, wave. We also have three brothers in the flesh who are not here today. Hao, Peng, and Sean. And these three started to meet with us back in about February, new ones, relatives of one of the brothers. And they were here for a few months, fifth grader, fourth grader, and a third grader. And we found out that yesterday, we found out some months ago that they were going to move, and their moving date was yesterday. And so we brought all three of them into these salvation lessons, and all three received the Lord on June 8th and were baptized on June 9th. And we send them with our prayers. These three, they brought a friend, fourth grader Caitlin Chen, who's also one of the ones who received the Lord and was baptized.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. And so there are 20 who will be baptized today. Those 20, could you please rise?
Amen. Very good.
Amen.
Very good.
And testimonies. So we have had the practice of having those who are being baptized to testify to the saints, but because of the number and because there are only a fraction of them are getting baptized, we'll have just a few testimonies on behalf of these two classes. So could those brothers and sisters please come forward and stand together.
That's fine, either one. Amen.
Go, stand together.
Stand up together, yeah. Emily, use the middle mic. Use the middle mic, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Emily Chang, and I'm in sixth grade. I grew up in the church life, and I knew many of the brothers and sisters. I had companions in the church who I grew up with, and many of them are being baptized today. I'm so happy for them that they'll be able to know Christ as their Lord, and that they'll get to experience this life in Him.
Amen.
It's a wonderful life. I know because I was saved and baptized recently on March 3rd, 2019. Since the Lord lives in me, I feel so good. I'm so happy when I go to the meeting because I found people who are my age who share this life in Christ. I also feel very good when I'm by myself and I can just pray to the Lord. And since He lives in me, I can talk to Him about anything and everything. Since He lives in me, I'll never be alone again.
Amen.
In conclusion, I would like to tell my fellow fifth and sixth graders that I'm so happy for them that they will be able to have a wonderful new life today.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hi, my name is Danielle Pera, and I got saved on January 27th, and I got baptized on March 3rd of 2019. I just want to thank the Lord for my older sister and brother. I know they believed in the Lord Jesus and got baptized, and I want to follow their example. Mark 16:16 says, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned." That verse tells me that we have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved and baptized. Amen. I wanted to get saved because I wanted the Spirit of the Lord to enter my spirit. When I got baptized, I felt like a new person because I entered into the kingdom of God. Amen. And now I love to go to the sisters' meeting, and I find myself listening to and singing hymns at home or when I'm in the car with my mom. I especially love singing the hymns recorded by Allison and Joseph. Now I'm conscious of my conscience, and when I do something that hurts someone, I feel like apologizing to them and to the Lord. I learned that when I got baptized, I should have a companion. Because we are like rocks, and if we don't have any companions, Satan can just kick us away. But if we do have companions, we can build a wall, and when Satan tries to kick us away, he will hurt himself. So dear fifth and sixth graders, let's be companions.
Good, very good. Come on, Dad.
Hi. Hi. So, I wanted to be saved because when I was young, everybody who was getting...
Go.
When I was younger, I was watching people getting baptized. They would all seem very happy while coming out of the water, and so did everybody else, praying for them. So, having God in me makes me feel more comfortable everywhere. Cause like, if I do something wrong, I could ask Him like whether or not I should do it before I do it, or I could ask for forgiveness after I do it. So it makes me comfortable. And for the fifth and sixth graders that are getting baptized today, when you get baptized, you don't need to be perfect. You don't have to change that much. You just have to believe in God, and you have to ask for forgiveness for your sins.
Amen. There you go.
Hi, my name's Jenny. Hi, my name is Jenny Zhu, and I baptized on June, and I got baptized at June 15, 2009, and when I got baptized, I felt really happy because all my relatives are baptized already, and I have this feeling that, I'm baptized, I'm finally baptized because I wanted to get baptized a long time ago, even though I don't know the meaning of it. When you're little, you don't know the meaning, you just want the bread and the grape juice, and you're just like, oh, I want to drink the grape juice and stuff. And now I'm older, I understand more the meaning of it, and it's not, the wine and the bread is not just, it's not like really important, but what's important is that you got saved by the Lord.
Right, that's right.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Amen. Good. Yeah. Since we're our banner this year is All Ages for the Lord's Testimony, we would like to hear from some different age groups. So those who we began the English speaking seniors meeting November 7th of 2018. And we have had the Chinese-speaking seniors meeting for many years on Wednesday morning, and then we add the English section in November. So we'd like to hear from some of those who have recently joined the English-speaking seniors meeting. So if they could come up, Duan and Lana and Maria I, to share something about their enjoyment of the seniors meeting. We meet on Wednesday mornings here at the hall, We have a very wonderful time in the Word and have fellowship together and pray together. And so we'd like to ask those saints to come forward. And Maria, you're also here, right? Come up. Yeah. Yep. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Eating Jesus is the way.
Amen.
You know, since the Evergreen meeting, English Evergreen meeting started, I've been meeting with these dear, wonderful saints. I would not trade anything for it.
That's right.
So praise the Lord for this opportunity. Amen. You know, it gives me more opportunity to get into the Word.
Right.
You know, in the church life, I don't think there's any age group. Amen. As one of the brothers said last Wednesday, we are all fresh, we are all young in the Lord.
Amen.
But it's an opportunity to meet with these dear senior saints. And it gives you that opportunity. It's amazing how much they can retain.
Right.
You know, how much they can retain and how much they can share. So it's truly a blessing, you know, to meet with them.
Amen.
I can encourage those who are free on Wednesday. There is no age limit. Please free to join us.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
An hour, 2 hours, you know. Enjoy this good portion, this
Amen.
Opportunity.
Amen.
You know, this week I've enjoyed this matter of the oneness.
Amen.
And I just want to read just a little portion. The Spirit is the essence of the organic body of
right.
Christ.
Amen.
Hence, the Spirit is the reality of the oneness of the body mm-hmm. of Christ.
Amen.
In other words, the oneness of Christians is the Spirit Himself.
Amen.
If you have the Spirit, you have the oneness.
Amen.
If you are in Spirit, you are in the oneness.
Amen.
The oneness of the body of Christ is the oneness of the Spirit.
Amen.
And we see this in Ephesians 4:13. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the united bond of peace.
Amen.
So we have that oneness in us. We just have to be diligent to keep it. This
Amen.
Is something that we have with it.
Yes.
You know? And it continues the oneness of the divine constitution by the divine Trinity. And we see this prayer with the Lord in John 17 through 21 through 23. Just before he was leaving, how he prayed for these dear ones.
Amen.
This divine oneness separates all the believers in Christ
Amen.
From the unbelievers. And unite all the believers together to be the one body of Christ.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for this oneness.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We love you, Lord Jesus. Oh, saints, my heart is beating so hard. But I'm just going to just read a little few notes that I just wrote. First, I want to say how I enjoy seeing that God, the Lord is working in and through us at every age.
Right.
You know, I just see this in the church life. And it is, to me, I've never seen it clearer. You know, I want to just share with you a little story of how the Lord wooed me here in Queens, to come here in Queens. You know, from the beginning, we were praying that the Lord redeem our time. And, you know, this whole matter of redeeming our time at my age is very prevalent, is very strong. And, you know, and then about the brother shared about 8 months ago, I heard the brothers announce this evergreen meeting
mm-hmm.
in Queens. And it was like my ears were all perked up. It was like, oh, yes, you know, there's something I can go to, you know. And so that was the beginning. It was like, yes, I want to be there. But saints, I live in Brooklyn, and at the beginning, you know, few of us would get together and would come to Queens together by car, which is about half an hour. But as the Lord would have it, after a while, I had to take bus and train, which is about 2 hours. And it was really a beginning of seeing how the Lord will redeem time, you know? And I can tell you, I can testify, the Lord is faithful, because the journey every Wednesday morning to get here is so enjoyable.
Amen.
Oh, I have no sense of time on that train, because it is just, he just redeemed it. There's no time. My focus is just getting here. And the reason why it's so enjoyable is because, saints, when I get here, we together, all these seniors together, are in, I can testify, Christ is one.
Amen.
Christ is one, Christ is love, Christ is rich.
Amen.
The time we have together is simple, very simple, but so rich
right.
in each one enjoying the Lord, sharing what their enjoyment is, and together we are speaking the same thing in the same soul. We are enjoying the Lord. It is just marvelous.
Amen.
We are seeing the word come alive. I'm seeing the word come alive. You know, I am seeing what it is to be in one accord. I am seeing what it is to live Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that even at our age, at my age, that I can be in such an enjoyment
Amen.
Where we can testify together, glorifying the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I enjoyed the Evergreen meeting very, very much, but I'm trying still catch up. So, but I do have another burden today, since I'm older than most of you, and also I'm in the church life than most of you. So today I'm so grateful the Lord has brought us to this point, because to me, the forerunners paid their price. I give you a little example. My old brother was at that time in Shanghai, in the University, Kao Tong University. When he was saved, he was so captured by the Lord. And after, I think after he worked 2-3 years, he had a chance to meet Brother Watchman Nee in Hong Kong. They prayed together. Both of them felt he should go back to China. He went. He was the first group captured, because that's what he told me. He said, we were the first group captured, but we didn't suffer as much as Brother Watchman Nee and others, because we are already in jail. So after 20 years, he released from the jail. I visited him for 10 days. During that time, he never complained or said a word about the jail life or anything, but such a full joy in him, really flowing out.
Mm.
Then his health completely gone, and he had to walk with a cane, and also his fingers, 10 fingers, like sausage, swollen. But he never had no complaint, no regret. Still, in the evenings, he would take a chance to meet, go to the underground meeting with a few cents. And he told me, he said, I'm sorry, I cannot bring you with me. He didn't tell me why, because I know they were under government scrutiny. And before I left, he gave me a chance to meet this elderly sister. She was very happy, very, very cautious, but she really risking her life, risking her neck to have the meetings in her house.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, to me, impressed me, even the sisters in a small portion, we can do our portion.
Amen.
Yeah, especially prayers. And I also believe Brother Watchman Nee and Dr. Yu, Sister Lee, Sister Wong, what they suffered is much more than my brothers, because they were the target of the attack. Yeah. In the past, I often felt so unfair for their suffering. But later on, the Lord gave me a chance to visit some brothers and sisters in UK, in London, and also in Denmark. I realized they were so helped by his few books, and they tried to experience the church life in their small portion. And then at that time, all of a sudden, the Lord told me, enlightened me, the Lord has brought their service into resurrection.
Amen.
We enjoy the Lord's blessing in such a way. The forerunners paid a heavy price for us. So we should be grateful. Amen. And so in conclusion, I would say, always rejoice.
Amen.
Call in the name of the Lord.
Right.
And seasonally pray.
Amen.
That's the only way for us to win.
Right.
Because the Lord is on our side.
Amen.
And also in nothing controversy with the Lord.
Amen.
Take the Lord in from our whole heart, because he loves us.
Amen.
He's so gracious to us. When we are open to him, we will enjoy his full love.
Amen.
And the presence.
Amen.
May the Lord take us on.
Amen.
Preserve his testimony on this earth.
Amen.
Not only preserve, but expand.
Right.
To the utmost.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Children.
I think from the testimonies we've heard so far, we can see something of the fullness and richness having all ages for the Lord's testimony.
Amen.
So we'd like to continue now. We'd like to ask the serving ones for the children's work and also for the young people, if they can come up, and we'll have a report from them.
Yeah. They'll after you.
Praise the Lord, we're here together, blending together, and what a testimony of the oneness of the body of Christ here in the church. Amen. In New York City.
Amen.
The banner this year, as a reminder, is all ages for the Lord's testimony, and with a focus, emphasis on the next generation, which we see some of them here today, the fifth and sixth graders. And so sweet to see the older saints, because that's the whole pipeline. They enter now, and they are the future of the Lord's recovery. They're the future here of the church in New York City. We have seen an increase since this has been a church burden of everyone praying together. This increase cannot happen without the prayer. It's not our event. It's not our capacity or doing. It's really through the prayers. So in January, our attendance was about 146 in all the districts. It's increased 47% in the last few weeks. It's been 214.
Amen.
Total attendance. This is from including new families, including families that have been coming back, including our regular children who are faithful to come. It's first generation church kids, second, third, even fourth generation. So praise the Lord for your faithfulness to pray. Keep praying. Amen. So we have six more months to go till December. We should see this number increase.
Amen. Amen. So I wanted to share about how the Lord has really blended us together in the children's work. And, you know, the brothers had already shared about the fifth and sixth graders. It's not just an individual thing in each district, but these times of being together is really amazing. And it's not just something, you know, we have two in Hall 2. But by being together with the other districts in these three times, it has been marvelous. Just so they realize, too, they're not alone. They are together in the body.
Amen.
And the serving ones also realize we're not doing a work independently,
right,
but we're doing it in the body. And when we do things in the body, the blessing comes. And so the brothers have started a training, a perfecting of the children's serving one. And because we're so large now, it's not always so easy to gather everyone. But there have been representatives from every district starting in March. Once a month, we've gotten together. And the goal is that what we hear from the brothers would be disseminated to all the serving ones for the children. And as we spread, our goal, I mean, there is a need for more serving ones, but we are also cautious not to just gather people, but just gather bodies. But actually, we need people with a vision and a burden. And so this training has been very good in both the spiritual aspects and a lot of practical functions. For instance, being committed when we serve,
right,
is a huge thing. Being loving, sometimes when the children come, we may be busy looking at our lesson last minute or cutting crafts, and we forget to welcome the children. But actually, one of the main things is actually we need to love the children. When they come in, doesn't matter if you didn't, we should prepare our craft right ahead of time. That has to do with the commitment. But when they come, those things don't really matter as much. They need to feel that we love them. And then these training times have also been very good in blending us together. Because we are one church and the Lord is one and his characteristic is oneness, we should not have a different testimony. And so that has really been such a great help. When the children go from one district to another, they shouldn't feel like, oh, I like this one better. Oh, I don't like that district, which is terrible, right? But it happens. And we shouldn't be that way. So through this blending time, once a month now, among some representatives from every district, it has been really so beneficial.
Amen.
For us to just drop our ways, drop what we think we know, even how we grew up, but let the Lord take the lead.
Amen.
And it has, some districts have already started these fellowship times to disseminate the information to the rest of the serving ones and others. Some started and some haven't yet. But I encourage you, when there is one, whether you're serving or not, actually serving children directly or not, it's very good to be in these times. The children are the children of the church.
Amen.
Not just of your own family or of a certain district, but they are for the church.
Right.
And the goal, we need the vision and the goal that these children would be preserved as vessels and then eventually become functioning members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And be built up together to express the Lord.
Amen.
I just wanted to share this one verse, 2 Corinthians 13, 11. Finally, brothers, rejoice, be perfected, be comforted, think the same thing, be at peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we would like to share with you a brief report of the Lord's blessing in our work with the young people. We wrote this out in order to be expeditious with our time. Due to the Lord's blessing, there have been much advancement and enlargement with the church in New York City. There are more than 100 young people, but many of our young people meet in different halls and did not get to see each other on a weekly basis as they were accustomed to. Therefore, our burden has been to facilitate the time when all the young people from all the whole church across the halls can come together, develop their friendships with one another, and build companionships that would last them for their whole lives. It is only normal that our young people who grew up in the same family would know each other. Hence, shortly thereafter, through the Lord's leading and the encouragement of the brothers, we began to coordinate a time for the young people to come together on a regular basis.
Sorry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So just to continue,
Our first church-wide young people gathering was held on March 9th in Queens. During this time, we took the young people bowling. The young people had a very good time with one another and with the serving ones from their districts. They also got to spend time with each other outside of a meeting setting. We were then hosted by Hall 3, Rose Avenue, for dinner. Following dinner, we had a time of singing, and a few of the serving brothers shared a word concerning making the church life our home. And that impressed the young people with the fact that a place cannot be our home if we do not live in it. Our second gathering was on May 25th in Brooklyn. We gathered with the young people at Pier 2 of Brooklyn Bridge Park, where we had a field day with them. We played basketball, volleyball, and capture the flag. The Lord blessed us with perfect weather, and once again, the young people had a great time. We were hosted by Hall 4 afterwards for lunch, followed by a time of singing and two brothers ministering on praising the Lord. The brothers impressed the young people that our praise of the Lord does not depend on our condition, and we can praise Him in every situation, even for who He is, regardless of our condition. Amen.
So our burden is to continue these gatherings after the Summer School of Truth, which will be on the Bible, the Word of God.
Okay.
And we hope that the Lord will establish many companionships among our young people and nurture a sense of identity, community, family, and home. And with one another and with all the saints, we hope that the church would really be our young people's home.
Amen.
You know, saints, in Ecclesiastes 4, it says this, that two are better than one. If they fall, the one will lift up his companion. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Please continue to pray for our young people, for their families, and for the ones serving the young people. Pray that more would have an interest in our young people and participate in their shepherding. So may the Lord have His way among our young people for His testimony and His glory. We really thank the Lord for His blessing.
Amen.
We have some additional. Okay. We're going to have baptisms, as
Amen.
You heard.
We want to give you a couple of dates first before we dismiss for the baptism, and that is that the Summer School of Truth for the Northeast region will be August 1st through the 11th at Penuel, and the Family Bible Camp will be, does it start on Thursday or Friday that week?
Thursday.
The 15th of August, the Family Bible Camp will go through the 18th of August.
Okay. So now we'd like to release all the fifth and sixth graders with their families and their serving ones so they can go ahead downstairs and prepare for the baptism. Actually, any of the family, children at Dunton House, we encourage any of the parents with children at Dunton House, you also can leave now
and pick up your
children.
Right. So apart from the baptismal families that are going down, if you have children at Dunton House, you can be released now to pick them up, and if you want to bring them back for lunch or take them out, that's up to you, but you can go to pick up your children.
For other saints who are remaining seated, if you would like to witness the baptisms, there will be a way for you to do that, and we'll have further announcements a little bit later.
We will have the baptismal on the video. There's a camera down there, so we'll be able to witness the baptism. It will take a little while for them to go down and get ready and to get prepared. So maybe what we can do now is let's have some prayers to kind of close the meeting, and then we have some closing announcements. I think Brother Roger may have some closing announcements. Let's have some prayers for these ones who are being baptized, and some thanksgiving to the Lord for His bringing us together. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank You for all these dear ones being baptized.
Amen.
We commit them all to You.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we consecrate them all to you.
Amen.
May this baptism be so real to them.
Amen.
Really leave the world behind.
Amen.
Leave the old man behind.
Amen.
And walk in newness of life.
Amen.
Thank you for all of these dear fifth and sixth graders.
Amen.
Bless them and bless their families.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for what you've done.
Amen.
What you built up in their lives.
Right.
That they would choose to be baptized.
Amen.
Thank you for bringing them into your body.
Amen.
As members.
Amen.
Our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Pray you would bless them.
Amen.
May we remember this day.
Amen.
Oh Lord, thank you for your blessings on the whole church.
Amen.
We do praise and worship you.
Amen.
Well, thank you for getting our next generation.
Amen.
Oh, for your purpose.
Right.
Pray for this baptism.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Lord, go on in them for all the days of their lives.
Amen.